In some countries, families are now spending as much as 80% of their total income on food. It's a situation that's led to a rising tide of anger. In the Middle East, bread is in dangerously short supply. In the Caribbean, food riots recently brought down the government of Haiti. And in Asia, military troops now guard precious rice. Greg Barrow works for the UN's World Food Program.
There's a perfect storm that's emerged over this issue. It's high fuel prices, high food commodity prices driven by the growth of the economies in China and India, and then this phenomenon of biofuel production, where fields that were once used to produce grain for human consumption are now being used to produce grain for fuel.
Agricultural research experts say reversing the U.S. government's mandate to increase the use of biofuels could help ease the pressure on food prices. But Nicholas Minot at the International Food Policy Research Institute says many other factors are also to blame for the sharply higher food prices, including the weak U.S. dollar.
In addition, you have some supply shortages. The drought in Australia has limited the availability of wheat on the world market. And a number of exporters, in response to the higher prices, have restricted exports. I have Ukraine was restricting wheat exports, and Vietnam and India are restricting rice exports. So all of these factors reduce the amount of grains that are available on the world market.
Around the world, that means at least 850 million people could go hungry. Josette Sheeran is the World Food Program's executive director.
The world's misery index is rising, a silent tsunami that respects no borders. Most don't know what hit them.
The UN Food Agency has issued an urgent appeal for $755 million in food aid. It's also calling on world leaders to find ways to help farmers in developing countries grow more crops. Minot says the outcome could be disastrous if the world doesn't act quickly.
Prices could continue to increase, and we could have face situations of famine, particularly if food aid budgets are not increased.
Wheat prices have started to decline, but the price of rice, the staple food for half of the world's population, has more than doubled since last year. All told, the UN says global food prices have increased more than 80% in the last 3 years. Millar Sega, VOA News.